God bless you, dear friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the seed. Oh, get thyself ready, because God is shifting and moving, and He's going to make a name for thee. And you're going to come out of the shadows and into the marvelous light. And you're going to begin to see that the Lord shall help thee, the Spirit shall help thee in every aspect of your life. I want you to begin to know that the Spirit is going to cause you to come into a season of new networking, new socializing, new contacts that are going to bless you. And the trials and the tribulations of yesterday is over with. And God's going to usher in new opportunities that's going to favor you. You're going to land some new things, interviews, doors going to open up for you. Oh, ministry is going to open up for you, for the gift to touch my people shall open up unto thee. For the Lord will say, this is the season and this is the hour. Now, he says, circle November the 22nd until December the 16th for favor, favor, favor in communication, favor with people in power, favor with bosses. God says, pitch your ideas, get them out to people, and because he's going to move all of your professional things forward. You're going to move forward. Start a blog, get a website, advertise your products or services. Because your communication skills will be very, very powerful, and people will hear you. They will hear you. And then I heard him say unto me, increase is all around thee. You're going to benefit in this season. Even breaks in the areas of loans and mortgages and taxes or even insurances. Oh, God said, I got some surprises for you. I have surprises for thee. Around the 8th of October, circle that date. You may have to deal with some kind of a sudden and unexpected emotional issues related to money. Be at peace. Circle the 23rd of October. New opportunities could also surface surrounding education or maybe even writing. I'll share more with you on your next prophecy concerning those dates. God bless.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord in this month of September. As September continues, I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, each one, reach one, each one, teach one. For Father God says you'll be energized in this month. For Father God says you're going to be focusing on work. You're going to be focusing on health. And yes, you're going to be focusing on your financial priorities. I hear Father God saying money-making ideas. Father God says this is the season where you're going to be focused. I hear Father God saying you're going to be so focused you won't have time to bite any distractions. I hear Father God saying this is also a season of emotional healing. But Father God says you're going to create more balance in your home, in your personal life. And I just hear Father God saying healthier relationships with yourself as well as others. I also hear Father God saying favorable networking. Yes, you're going to be networking in this season. For Father God said this is the season. And I hear Father God saying this is the season to show yourself friendly. Father God says, don't compare yourself to others in this season. Father God says, build your confidence and stand your ground. Father God says, after you've done all to stand, because Father God says he made some promises to you, and he is going to begin to deliver them. I hear Father God saying this is even the season to set some boundaries. Father God says, take more time for yourself. Take more time.
Even someone who is close to your heart or a dear loved one,
and family, because Father God says this is the season to listen as well as speak. I also hear Father God saying you're going to be moving forward in compassion, and I hear Father God saying your spiritual Father God says your spiritual intuition, I just hear Father God says your spiritual antennas are going to be up, and this is the season where you're going to hear clearly. I hear Father God saying this is the season where you're going to find yourself more sensitive. So just be mindful not to wear your emotions on your sleeve, because you'll be very sensitive in this season. And I hear Father God says give yourself space. Give yourself space to write, to journal, to speak, to be heard. I even hear Father God saying this is the season to be in tune to others as well. I hear Father God saying be in tune to others as well. Hear what's not being said. Hear what's being said and what's not being said. And I also hear Father God saying this is a positive season to begin to, Father God said on many social gatherings in this season, Father God says even plan the trip, even if it's just a weekend getaway, I hear Father God saying plan the trip. I do hear Father God say make sure that you are quite diplomatic in your communications, because it's not what you say, it's how you say it. I hear Father God saying he's giving you the strength of negotiation. He's giving you the strength of judgment, fear judgment, where you're not going to be judging others yet, judging yourself, and judging yourself in form of positive criticism to move forward in faith and not fear. So Father God says there's a promotion, there's elevation, and I hear Father God saying multiple streams of income. Father God says, make sure you're valuing your time in this season. Father God says, plan, organize, and value your time. Father God says, write your goals down and walk them out, because Father God says he's sending support and he's sending encouragement. Father God says, be ye encouraged. And Father God says, this is the season to count your blessings. Again, do not compare yourself to others. Don't underestimate others in this season either. So Father God says, those who you support are going to support you. And Father God says he's already dispatched his healing angels and his counseling angels. For Father God says he has your back and he's working all things out for your good. And that is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Sister Judith. Once again, know the Lord says protection, protection, protection. I give thee power, strength, and I give you an eye of discernment. You will know who to share things with, and you'll know who not to share things with. God says, I cover thee, and I protect thee in this season. God bless you, Sister Judith.